Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Companies in Silicon Valley are learning a harsh reality when they try to hire a seasoned CFO. There aren't many of them out there. We'll speak with the editor of CFO Journal about the fierce competition in a moment. In one case, a company offered a $4 million signing bonus to their top choice. First, these money and market stories you should know. After the market downturn in last year's fourth quarter, economists were warning us of an economic slowdown coming this year in the first quarter. Well, now it looks like that slowdown could be happening now. The Commerce Department says orders for what it calls durable goods, those are manufactured products designed to last at least 3 years, like cars and appliances, the orders fell 2.1% in April from the prior month. And the government says that such orders grew less than previously estimated in March. That paints a weaker picture of U.S. factory demand than anticipated. Now, much of that decline came from civilian aircraft, which dropped 25% from March following the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX airliners after two fatal crashes. Boeing didn't log any commercial orders for the planes in March or April. But Boeing isn't the only manufacturer seeing softer sales. Harley-Davidson has reported U.S. retail sales of its motorcycles fell 4% in the first quarter, which extends a longer sales decline. And tractor maker Deere said it would cut production by 20% this year to reflect lower demand from farmers facing the steepest downturn for the agricultural economy in decades. And the Wall Street Journal puts the spotlight on the impact of cashless establishments and payment apps. As more people in stores say no to accepting cash, apps like PayPal and Venmo and Zelle help remove any awkwardness in social circles, like people paying the bill at a group meal, for example. Less often, when out with friends, somebody will raise their hand and say, "Hey, I got this one," since everyone can pay their fair share down to the penny via the app. And while cashless shops can make things easier by just allowing a customer to swipe their credit card, some feel it raises a feeling of unfairness. In fact, consumer advocates and some lawmakers argue not accepting cash effectively discriminates against poorer customers who may not have smartphones, credit cards, or bank accounts. Many startups in the Silicon Valley are ready to graduate to the big time. That is, they want to enter the public markets. Seems easy enough, but many companies are discovering that finding the right executive, especially to sit in the CFO chair, is a lot harder than some expected. It's a story in the CFO Journal, and editor Jack Hagel is here to discuss. So, Jack, these companies are looking for more than just a textbook CFO or chief financial officer. They want a seasoned executive, obviously with financial skills, but a lot more than that.
As you know, there's this rise of these high-valued tech startups. They're complex, they're very high-profile, and they're balancing this need to spend wisely while also developing their product fast enough before competitors swoop in. And so, you know, sometimes they have to change direction too. So, you know, they've got a lot of eyes on them, and a good CFO can help them get their financial house in order and help them navigate change. But for these startups, a CFO isn't just any executive. A lot of people read into this decision in large part because when a startup hires a CFO, it can signal to the market that maybe they're interested in going public. And so they want to get it just right. But the wish list is enormous.
And the CFO position, whether it's in the tech sector in Silicon Valley or anywhere, has become a much more complex position.
Over the years, the CFO role has expanded to become more than just a financial position in the traditional sense. CFOs are oftentimes overseeing IT, they're overseeing HR, they're overseeing elements of risk management. And so the number of CFOs who have that experience, plus tech experience, plus the desire to be part of a high-profile company, the list gets smaller and smaller. And then I add on to the fact that finance executives, by their nature, oftentimes can be kind of risk averse. And so that was one thing that we were hearing from recruiters, is that it's just tough to find someone who checks all of those boxes.
But many candidates at the top of the lists for these companies have done tours of duty in the Silicon Valley before. And in some cases, for these candidates, once was enough.
That's right. You know, these fast-growing companies, they're cash-burning enterprises, there's a lot of change, a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of risk, but also a lot of reward. But once through the ringer is oftentimes enough for them.
I encourage our listeners to check out the story by Kristen Broughton and Ezekiel Manaya in the Journal. It mentions companies as unicorns. Now, what exactly is the reference there?
So unicorns are these high profile, high valued tech startups. The benchmark to become a unicorn is often $1 billion or higher.
Okay. So we're not just talking about small and mid-sized companies going through this struggle. Uber was a company that was struggling for a while to find the right CFO.
Some of the biggest tech companies in the Valley, Uber and Airbnb among them, had some difficulty either hiring or retaining CFOs. The area where we're really seeing a lot of difficulty for the recruiting of CFOs is this group of companies that are sort of right on the cusp of reaching that billion-dollar threshold. Many of these companies that have passed that threshold, many of them have a CFO in hand, but there seems to be a real battle, especially below them. But you're right, you know, even some bigger companies are struggling with this.
And Jack, what sort of an effect is this having on more established companies?
Well, so as the number of unicorns or high-valued tech startups grows, and as there's more competition for these CFOs, they're looking around and seeing who's got this experience, this tech experience, the finance experience, the ability to manage all the things that a CFO is expected to manage. And in many cases, that's coming from established public tech companies. And so what we're hearing from recruiters is that CFOs who are already in these positions at these established companies are very sought after, and it's causing some of these companies to really pony up a lot of cash, not only to attract CFOs, but also to keep their own CFOs or their own finance executives in-house.
I mean, this brought me to a full stop in the story, is that there was a signing bonus of nearly $4 million in one case. That's how much value the companies are placing in some cases on these CFOs.
That's right. In fact, at Activision Blizzard, the video game maker, they lost their CFO to Netflix. So to fill the vacancy, they went to a former CFO who was still at the company in another executive position, asked him to take his old job back. And as part of that deal, they gave him $3.75 million.
Companies find themselves in an interesting trap. They're desperately looking for a CFO, but they don't want to advertise for the position out of fear of tipping off their competitors.
And also, I think they don't want to send the wrong signal to the market about the timing of an IPO in some cases. And likewise, they want to make sure that they get the right pick. And that's the real issue. They want to make sure they have the right person in the job because there's so many eyes on them right now.
All right. That's CFO Journal editor Jack Hagel here in our studio. Jack, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And be sure to check out CFO Journal's daily newsletter called The Morning Ledger. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.